You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk!
G'day Irk FM fans, I'm Irk, coming to you from the Channel Irk studio here in Western Sydney, Australia. Welcome to episode 62 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. And we have some cracking music for you this particular week. Don't forget at the moment that there are two Irk FM shows a week. At the end of each week on Fridays, we have the regular music show. And on Tuesdays, we have our music interviews. The current music interview is from producer, singer-songwriter Lee Bradshaw from the band Horizon, who are based in Western Australia. Episode 71 of Irk FM. And in that particular interview, Lee and I talk about the Australian live scene, some places that artists have to play now that they would never have thought of playing in the past, and how the Great Wall of Rudd, or the internet censorship that is proposed for Australia, may indeed affect music. All that and a lot else on that interview with Lee from Horizon. And in next week's interview, we speak to UK band The Fuse, and we talk to them just after they have finished a rehearsal session, and that's a very interesting interview indeed. So what sort of music can we expect here on Irk FM this week? I've called this particular episode Jack, Annalisa and Rachel Go to Dover in a Mustang. And you may know why I've called it that by the end of the episode. We're going to start off with a double play from a band called Sierra Maester. Here come to us from the UK, with their name being taken after a mountain range in Cuba where Che Guevara's revolution was based. It is already looking as though Sierra Maestra's career is likely to climb higher than their namesake. Already creating interest from Oasis discoverer Alan McGee, 2009 ended on a high when they supported Alabama 3 in London on New Year's Eve. Described as having enough in their armoury to force you to fall in love with their fusion of slick grooves and loungy synth trajectory, you can see what all the fuss is about, and indeed you can hear what all the fuss is about right here on Irk FM. So we're going to kick it off now with Sierra Maestra with this song, When the Lights Go Down. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 62.
Stay but it seems like it's gone too far. You spend your time pacing round, it's a lot for your head now. Remember those nights, the sun didn't fade, the morning came around. We went our own way, never to meet again. Some of these words better give me something. What do I ever learn?
Some of these words better.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Coming soon, featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia.
Is it me, or are you to blame for this right now?
Insomnia Radio Australia.
Monarch is folded, the flame begins to die. He's clouded my vision.
Again, 'cause everything seems so much simpler when I say, when I grew up, I wanna be just like me.
Insomnia Radio Australia. Coming soon. In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Erk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday. Here's Erk and Judy with Blast from the Past.
But in the meantime, I heard, everyone, TV everywhere, it's all Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. So I said, Eric, I've heard so much, show me. So once he started me, he calls it crackbook, I'm addicted. It's my daily drug. I've got to get on there and see that Robert Wagner on there sending out all this stuff, and Sabrina Miller gets on there and sends out all this stuff. So I've made some friends all around the place, and some I just ignore, and others I send silly messages back, but they just ignore me, don't they, Robert? So one day he's going to answer me, and I'm going to get a shock. So that's my life at the moment, is just living for podcasting, Facebook, and that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, wow. You know, it's something in life, isn't it? So, I mean, I 12 months ago I was sort of stuck in the house, and I'd look out the window to make sure there was no one around just to go and check the letterbox. That's how bad I was. So I've bloomed. I've grown. So I'm quite proud. So
God, I'm proud of you, Judy.
Oh, thank you. I'm starting to get all teary now.
Housekeeping.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Go, now to channelwork.com.
Is it worth saving? Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
was Trip to Dover with Solar System. Prior to that, we also heard Trip to Dover with their song Pixelated Heart. Hello, Pixelated. You know who you are. You're probably not listening, but hi anyway. And the first couple of songs that we heard were from Sierra Maestra to kick up the show, When the Lights Go Down and Desert Waters. And don't Trip to Dover, don't they rock? They certainly do. And they had an interesting beginning because there was two Englishmen and two people from Holland. Olga and Johannes from Holland, they met up with Englishmen Lewis and Rob 2 years ago. They all moved to Coventry where they were attending a music college. They had various musical projects during the year, but towards the end of the course, they realised that they had similar ideas about making music. And so they have been playing all over the UK, and they have a growing presence in the Netherlands, Germany, the Czech Republic, and Sweden. They say that even within a static live show, it's offstage where they excel, being the friendliest bunch of musicians you're ever likely to meet. In February 2009, so almost a year, indeed a year ago, the band kicked off a short but sweet tour to Holland, which of course is home to half the band. After that, they played a short run of shows in the Midlands, in the north of England. And then after that, it really kicked off. They spent almost 3 months straight on the road. And they had their first official UK tour in May 2009 after 7 months together. And their official UK tour was called Mayday Mayday, which is pretty good considering that it was in May 2009. After that, they set out onto the road again in Europe to support their newly self-released EP playing in Holland, Germany, Czech Republic and Sweden. And so this year, I think they're going to have a great year as well. That being, of course, a trip to Dover. Now we're going to play some tunes from the Mustangs, coming to us now from South London. They were originally formed in Hampshire in 2001. They're led by the stunning voice of charismatic singer-guitarist Adam, and they have a rhythm section of John on drums and Ben on bass, and they have Derek on blues harp. And Derek cut his teeth on playing harp in the blues circuit in London in the late 1960s, alongside rhythm and blues bands such as the Rolling Stones, the Yardbirds, amongst many others. They first made their impact on the UK blues scene by winning the Eel Pie Club's Search for New Talent in 2004. Since then, they've played at the Guildford Festival and other blues festivals across the UK and Europe, including Colne, the Cambridge Rock Festival, Hyde Park, Goodwood, Blues at the Fort, Swanage, Skegness, Farnham Maltings, Paris' Zinc Blues, and many others. So let's hear the Mustangs now with their first song called Put Your Money on Me, and then we'll follow that up with What Are You Trying to Say? You're listening to episode 62 of IRC FM, IRCFM.com. Money on me.
Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon, and you're listening to IRC FM.
2, 1. Hi, we're the Fuse, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Buy our music.
I got this letter, and it's bugging. Here I admit I don't like to read, but when you saw my name, I know you'd written to me. It says, hello, are you feeling fine? We've been together now for quite a time. I've always loved you, and I've been proud that you're mine. Words I couldn't understand. It's bright and red, I felt you slip away. What are you trying to say? Something that you want to say, you should have seen about it face to face. You know I don't like the words, they just get in the way. I held the letter in my trembling hand. I read the words you couldn't understand. Each word you read, I felt you slip away. What are you trying to say?
Insomnia Radio fans, I'm Irk from Sydney, Australia, and it will be my job as the host of Insomnia Radio Australia to bring you some great music from down under. Australia is a very big country from coast to coast, and there's lots of different music for you, from rock, pop, metal, country, jazz, swing, piano music. Doesn't matter what sort of music you're after, chances are you will find it down under. I'm really looking forward to introducing my audience into the Australian way of life, listening to Australian music, finding out more about that mysterious country a long flight away from most places in the world. So sit back, relax, grab a tinny, I'll teach you some slang, and you'll hear some great Australian music from independent artists from across the country. Insomnia Radio Australia, australian.insomniaradio.net, coming soon to an ear near you.
sipping champagne in first class. Get shit faced like you and me, and everyone raising the gas. Spinning right up to the limit, and up to the bar all day. Places to weed, drinks to sound loud, make damn sure I pay. No, but this room looks the same. Jump the chair, tap a glass, change the light, get the mask. You find the strength, why can't I say? Pay the price, not today, not today, not today, not today. Just not today. Just not today.
I listen to Irk, take him with me every day in my truck and in my car at home.
We'll be right back.
Jack Lives Here on IRC FM. That was a great triple play there with a band called The Jack, whose influences include Pearl Jam, AC/DC, Live, Audioslave, Led Zeppelin, and classic 80s rock and blues. The initial revolution of The Jack started in October 2003 when Clark Preston, John Cleland and Dave Leslie began working on song ideas. These three experienced musicians had played both original songs and covers in various rock bands for many years. Gordon Ramsay joined The Jack in May 2004 to complete the band at that stage, and then they were later joined by Stuart on the bass as well. They come from Scotland, and they have over 50 powerful live performances under their belt throughout Scotland, and they have regular monthly gigs at the renowned and well-respected Edinburgh music venue Whistle Binkies. Very interesting. They have airplay on radio stations across Scotland, and now they have airplay here on IRC FM as well. They definitely do rock. The songs that we heard from The Jack, the last song you heard was called Incoherent, and before that we had Notice Me and Taste the Life. And if you've heard some great rock and roll in the past and some great guitar rock, that was certainly up amongst it for stuff that we've heard on IRC FM this year and also last year. IRC FM, of course, comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. And at the moment, we have interviews on Tuesdays. Don't forget to check out the other shows on Channel IRC as well. If you like music, you will also enjoy Judy's Blast FM. And it's Judy's birthday on Sunday when her show comes out. So we're having a very special episode of Judy's Blast FM. I get to talk on the show. We do some boot scooting. And we also have a special guest as well. And we pick out some great tunes. Judy's Blast FM comes out every Sunday. And indeed, coming up after recording this episode of IRC FM and getting some sleep, over the next couple of days, Judy and I will be starting our interviews for Judy's Blast FM. If you like talking, you will enjoy IRC Pod, which is my talk podcast and the original podcast on Channel IRC. And that comes out on Wednesdays. I talk weird and wacky news sometimes, some serious things as well, and some things that go on in my life as well. And that's on Wednesdays. And if you enjoy some of the banter that you heard before on a promo from Blast from the Past, Blast from the Past is a podcast that my mum Judy and I have been doing together over the last year. And we sometimes share what's going on in our lives currently and also what's happened in the past. I'm sure you've all heard the stories from your parents or maybe even told some yourself about what things were like when you were a child and growing up. Well, that's what Blast from the Past is about, and it's also about Judy's current journey. And speaking of journeys, Thursdays is Echo Romeo Kilo Day, my ambient noise podcast, where I take a train ride, tram ride, go to an airport, or lots of other places. Some people call it ambient noise. Other people, they indeed call it soundscapes. And so that is quite cool as well. Also, IRC FM is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, a great bunch of men and women who do music podcasting. We get together, share music, and also share tips and information about other bands and music and how to produce shows and that sort of thing. We also produce a weekly show called Amp New Music Weekly that comes out on Mondays, where every podcaster gets the opportunity to submit music for that show with a different host each week. Now, we're going to change the tempo of IRC FM. Now, we had some excellent rock there with The Jack and also the Mustangs, Trip to Dover and Sierra Maestra so far. Now, we're going to go all Blondie now. with this artist called Annalisa. Annalisa, she started off her life as a dancer, and she attended classical ballet schools from a young age, but she had an ankle injury as a teenager, and therefore she gave up dancing. She decided to pursue her career as an actress and qualified as a hairdresser after leaving school, but in the meantime, after that, she formed a family. Now she's singing, as she is the lead singer of a Blondie tribute band called Plastic Letters, and she's also signed as an artist and a writer with a record label called Records UK, Rescue Records UK, and she also has tracks being used for library work. She writes top line lyrics and melody. And so we're going to hear a bit of Annalisa now, and the first track is called I'm Changing, and that will be followed by I Don't Remember. Don't forget to go to the show notes at irkfm.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, watch videos, listen to some more music, tell the artists that you heard them here on irkfm, and you can get all the contact information you need, including information about how to submit your music if you are a band. Find out more about our music partners. All of our music in this episode comes from Juice Management and Promotion. So here's Annalisa with I'm Changing here on Oak FM.
Thank you.
2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Erk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday. Here's Erk and Judy with Blast from the Past. What would I be saying in Australian if I said elephant's trunk?
A big dick.
You fail.
Elephant's trunk, the boot of the car.
No, you fail again.
An elephant's trunk. Elephant's trunk.
Where's his nose? He's got a big nose.
You fail again.
Oh, God.
You're going to have to take your passport away.
Yeah.
He likes peanuts?
No.
I don't know.
It's what we call rhyming slang. Elephant's trunk is drunk.
Ah, oh, right, right. So he's drunk.
Go, go, go. Now, now, now. To channelerk.com.
Thank you.
the tone that he brought home, I heard the pain and groan. Moving in the way that he behaved, my life would be engraved with his picture of love that was painted above, a scene from the story of us. But then I fell into my peace and I took the music home and I
found my way back home right to the end of the episode. That was Rachel Rabin with My Way Back Home, and before that her song Spaceship on the Moon. Rachel comes from London in the UK, like so many of our artists on Juice Management and Promotion, and she has been given airplay on over 50 radio stations worldwide, and coming soon she has a main stage booking at a major UK festival, supporting the one and only Simple Minds. She's had some excellent reviews. One of them says that she could be pop's next Amy Winehouse, and I hope that if she is going to be the next pop's Amy Winehouse, that she is for her talent rather than all the other stuff that goes on behind the scenes with Miss Winehouse. Her musical influences include John Lennon, Pink Floyd, Elton John, Alanis Morissette, Gwen Stefani, Katie Tunstall, and the aforementioned Amy Winehouse. She has performed at some high-profile London venues, including the Café de Paris, and also to the 2,000 participants of the Crusade Walk for Life in Tower Hill. And so that was rather cool as well. USA Dance Radio said, quote, "Something about this song and artist make you want to listen to it." And the last word comes from Eddie Gordon from Media to Radio. He said, quote, "A new, seriously talented young lady." And he's absolutely right there. I'd like to thank you for listening to IRC FM this week. We've had a great range of songs and artists. The artists again, thank you to them: Sierra Maestra, Trip to Dover, The Mustangs, The Jack, Annalisa and Rachel Rabin. All of our music today comes courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. If you would like to get in contact with me via IRC FM, all the contact information is via the show notes. Over the next couple of weeks, it may seem to you that I'm taking a vacation because the next two episodes have already been recorded. You may remember a few weeks ago the interview with Peter Renzalo from Scuddly Records in Western Australia and the album Folklore. Well, over the next 2 weeks, Peter and I get together and we co-host the show and we talk more about the artists that appear. Next week we'll hear from the ladies, and then the week after we'll hear from the guys on that album Folklore. Don't forget the interviews coming up. Next week we have The Fuse, and that's quite a good interview as well. And then the following week we talk to Thomas and Vian from Emerald, and that's a very, very interesting interview as well. If you would like to check out all of the interviews so far and those that are coming up, go to IRCFM.com, go to the IRCFM menu at the top, select interviews, and you will see the interviews that I've done so far and those that are coming up on Tuesdays. So on behalf of me, myself and I here at Channel IRC, thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out the other shows across Channel IRC, and wherever I hear you, or more to the point, you hear me across Channel IRC. From IRC FM, I say goodnight into it. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.